Director of the Atchafalaya Basin Keeper, Dean Wilson, spends most of his days out in the basin. He left his native Spain and fell in love with Louisiana's swamps and bayous. He says it's like heaven to him, and it wouldn't be the same without the trees. The bottomland hardwoods and cypress trees are among the most valuable and most fragile resources in the basin. He says in the 1800s, the state had about 10 million acres of cypress swamp.
Today we have around 750,000 acres because they log a lot of them for mulch. So that shows you how hard it is for cypress and tupelos to come back after you cut them down.
The St. Martin Parish School District owns about 640 acres of this forest. School Board President Richard Laverne says when Good Hope Timber offered $80,000 to log the land for mulch, the district jumped at the opportunity.
We've been cutting funds for the last 2-3 years. It's a way for us to produce funding.
But Wilson and five other organizations saw it as a very bad deal for the cypress forest, which is over 100 years old. They threatened to sue the school board, saying logging the area was illegal and violated the Federal Clean Water Act. Tulane Law Professor Michelle Hall represents the environmental groups.
It can be difficult to regrow the cypress. And if it's not going to be able to regrow, if it's not a sustainable logging project, then there's no exception under the Clean Water Act.
But Laverne says, as far as the board knew, the logging was totally legal, according to the rules of the State Department of Natural Resources.
Board attorney, Mr. Mark Boyer, in a letter to the board stated that, you know, as long as we follow all of the requirements by DNR, you know, that we were within our rights to do so.
But it turned into a PR nightmare for the school board. DNR Secretary Stephen Schutz says when he noticed all the uproar, they decided to offer a special agreement to the school board called a conservation servitude.
It's one that is commonly used by folks such as the Nature Conservancy, Ducks Unlimited, and others. It's a legal instrument. It allows landowners of the party who has the use of the property to voluntarily restrict the ways in which that parcel of land can be used.
The agreement, the first of its kind in the Atchafalaya Basin, will provide the school board with about $60,000 to leave the property as is. St. Martin Parish President Guy Cormier says it's a good solution to a complicated problem, and the school can still make some money.
Of course, they would continue to get the mineral rights, just like they do now, but if the school board wanted to lease that property through their process of leasing property to individuals who want to hunt and fish or whatever, or crawfish, they would have the right to do that.
Laverne says it's all turned out for the best, but he says it was never going to be as bad as the environmental groups were making it out to be. And he doesn't understand why the school board didn't hear from them until the logging contract was already signed.
There were certain conditions. There were certain types of trees that you can't cut and certain sizes you could not cut. You know, they were making like we were going to cut everything down. Well, that was not true. There are certain requirements. But yes, there was going to be some cypress trees cut. They didn't want us to cut down any of them.
Hall says many questions still remain. She says because the land is classified as Section 16, the state technically owns it, while the school board has the rights to manage it. There's a state statute that limits logging of cypress on public lands.
There are some issues that are kind of unresolved as far as what would have been legal and what would not have been legal.
And Wilson says this case is just the tip of the iceberg. He claims the basin is systematically mismanaged and that the Army Corps of Engineers needs to do more to prevent illegal logging and the threats of oil drilling.
You get caught with an undersized bass, your penalty is going to be better. If somebody goes, a big corporation goes there and put a dam in a bayou, but the guy that did the dam, nothing happened to him. You catch a bass undersized, you get a big ticket.
The basin keeper's next mission? Taking the Army Corps to task for their recently published master plan, which he says doesn't do enough to protect the Atchafalaya Basin. Tegan Wendland, WRKF News.